Recorded live.
Hey everyone, welcome out to a new Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. This is Nick Nitro. Along with me, as always, is
Jimmy.
All right, and we have a great show for you. We got some emails, we got some news, we got some review of Stephen Colbert's new book, I believe, correct?
No, that's going to be next week. I pre-ordered it, but even though it was shipped on Wednesday, it's still not arrived.
Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
No wonder you didn't talk back to me when I said no. I'm not doing the opening with that way.
That'll be next week. I will have to argue with you because I think it would be awesome, and we'll talk about it off the air.
No, we won't. But that's okay.
Yes, we will.
Then we won't
do a
show.
We'll talk about it off the air.
Then
we will talk about it.
Then you'll be doing your own show then.
I didn't say we would do it, although I definitely think we should, and I think if we don't, you're missing a great opportunity by being stubborn.
Well, that
doesn't mean that we won't talk about it. We will still talk about it.
I didn't say I
wasn't
stubborn.
Because I have not done arguing it.
I'm glad for you.
Okay, let's go into the show and not fight before we even get started.
Well, it's not my fault your fucking Skype won't work.
It's not my fault either. I don't know why it's not working.
It's your computer. You have a crappy computer. It is your fault.
The computer's only like 2 years old, and yes, it does suck. It's like, I don't know what's wrong with it. It hasn't been working right for months.
Because you don't take care of it, and you download porn.
I do download porn on my desktop, but therefore it's my desktop. I don't do that on my laptop. That's why my laptop works just fine.
Oh, God.
Because I don't download anything on my laptop. My laptop's where I get all my work done.
That's not.
I gotta have a porn computer. What else is the internet for if you don't look up porn?
That is not true. But so, Jimmy, you know what? I let off last week on the email portion. I want you to go ahead and.
I think you should. No, I thought I let off last week because I read JT's.
Well, no, okay, you're right.
And I've got an email that I think will bear some discussion. So I think you should lead off.
You got some email that leads discussion, and what does that mean?
Is that good
or bad? Just tell me that.
I don't know. I think it will give us lots to talk about.
Lots to talk about. That usually means something very bad, but...
Well, let's just put it this way. This show will have an explicit label on it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's, while we're doing this... Okay. This week's email is from Johan. He's from Germany. He says, Nick and Jimmy, I listen to your show every week. I'm one of the three people that do. Yeah. You do a good show.
Thanks for the three people.
And I thought last week's show was great. Now if we could all keep it up like that, and I love the title Viagra. Johan. Well, Johan, I'm glad that you liked it. I had fun doing it too. Actually, it is the title is a reference to something at the beginning of the episode for those who are not paying attention. So, gives you another chance to go back, re-listen to it, get the inside funny that you weren't paying attention to before. So,
I was confused when I saw the title until I listened to the show, and I'm like, oh yeah.
Hey, well, and also I thought, well, you know what? It is a good name for last week's show, though, because we went on like way too long, but we had a fantastic show last week. It's like we popped in a thing of
Viagra. It keeps you having lots and lots of sex, but it really lasts too long, but it's enjoyable.
See, Jimmy got it right there. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you can too, because that's why it was called that. So, but okay, thank you, Johan. I do appreciate it. And we got listeners in Germany. That's pretty cool. I think we got a few listeners in, And Sweden as well, so I think that's...
Do we have any listeners in Latvia?
In where?
Latvia.
If this is an inside joke, I really don't... Like a TV or movie, I don't get it.
Well, no, I actually have a friend in Latvia, so I was wondering if we had any...
I'll be honest, I don't know. I sort of go.
She was working with me at Champs, but she moved back home to Latvia.
Oh, she moved back home to. That's in Russia, isn't it?
Yeah, it's or near Ukraine. Russia. It's one of the Soviet states that collapsed.
Oh, why did
it's
she,
one of the countries.
Why did she move back?
You know, I don't know.
Personal reasons,
I don't know her that well. We had some good times drinking, but I don't know her all that well.
Well, I mean, and the only reason why I can sort of tell is the people I've sort of talked to or I've come in contact with, I noticed that there some people that read my comic or read your book, they visit my MySpace page as well. Because I also post in there, too, that, hey, there's new Good, the Bad, Geeky out. And they visit our map. And so I know that for a fact that people that listen to Mr. Know-It-All and the Gigcast hop on over and listen to the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. And most of them are European listeners. It's sort of interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was maybe because you received an email with a German accent.
No, it really does say Johann from Germany, and I thought that was cool. It's a German Hotmail account, but yeah, you know. So, okay, this email, I'm tingling with anticipation. I want
to
know.
Well, this would, to be quite honest with you, this would be more appropriate for Smodcast, which is Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
They have.
Jimmy, stop for just one second.
Okay.
If you heard something that was me taking care of the volume just a bit, because you're peeking red there, buddy.
Yeah, I talk loud. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay, now, I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
I seriously considered forwarding this email on to Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier, and I may still because this seems kind of up there at me, but we received it, so we'll answer it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
Go ahead.
Okay. This is from Brian from New Jersey. He writes, I'm really enjoying that show, Pushing Daisies. I love it, but it bothers me how they can't touch. I was trying to think of all the various sexual things they could do without touching. And I was thinking about what if she put on a glove and gave him a hand job? If his sperm landed on her face and she got a facial, would that kill her?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Because I'm not so sure, because it's actually left his body. It's
it would
not
kill
like
her.
His skin touching
now,
her
the
skin.
Big question is that DJ Ogdog asked this. Now, this is not sexual, though. And that is, okay, so if someone shoots Chuck, will she die again? Because apparently,
I think so.
Okay, so if that's the case, if he touches her, does she come back to life? Because she was killed
a
second.
I think
so
it's
she's
a
dead forever.
Ticket.
Okay, see, collective thoughts on this, sir. Say.
The facial email, though, intrigued me, and I thought lots and lots about it because
I'm just not sure that your answer is completely right. You know what the question was from the email? What was the person that wrote it? It was from Brian. New Jersey. DJ All Dogs in the room, in the studio. This is what the question is. He goes, he was thinking of all the sexual ways that maybe Chuck could sexually satisfy Oliver. And the question was, if she mastered by using a glove, jacks him off, and jizz
the cum goes
face,
all over her face.
You know, facial. Does that kill her?
Sure.
Yes. See, he says the
I
same thing.
Say no.
He says the same thing.
I disagree because I think it's left him. Like if he spit on her, would that kill her?
Wait a minute. Provided it's a what?
A steady stream.
Provided it's a steady stream.
If it's a broken stream, I would say no.
If it's a broken stream, he would say no.
Well, I would say with jizz, it would probably be more of a broken stream.
Like he can't touch the person, so he spits on him. And that might kill him.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, that's a good point,
maybe
too.
If he has to
spit on somebody to kill him if they start running away or something like that, that would actually answer your question because it's a bodily fluid.
But do you think if he spit on somebody as they're running away, they would die? I don't think so.
I think so. You know what? With how weird that show is anyway, I think it would.
I'm going to say spit and jism would not because they're broken streams.
I'm telling you right now, that's going to be a way they're going to take care of somebody in one of these episodes.
Talking about the unbroken stream, I think if he pisses on them, then they would probably die. But
if someone pisses on you,
broken,
I think. First off, you want to die anyway because someone's pissing on you. But if you... But yeah, I think they really are going to address that, though, because it's like everyone's down to the count. The bad guy is a dead guy, and he's, like, holding them all hostage, and everyone's tied... Oliver, the bad guy got his henchmen to tie up Oliver, and the only thing Oliver can do is spit on him, and it kills him.
That would be sad. I just wanted them to go.
Okay, you know what? You know, if it was done well, you would fucking love it, and you know it. You think it would be awesome.
I wanted them to just, like, dry hump through those plastic body bags that they were in the car.
Technically,
wearing.
Well, actually, I thought that, too. I was like, why don't they just do the sex scene from The Naked Gun?
Where exactly. They just kind of that's what I was thinking, too. The Naked Gun with the full body cover. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Actually, when he saw Chuck, she was embalmed.
Ew. That's so
she
has...
brought her back to life. So I wonder what happened.
Okay.
If she dies again.
So that's a good point. So, all right.
I don't know.
Well, that's a good question there. And you're pushing Daisy producers out there. Heed our questions because they do need an answer. So, well, thank you.
They do, and I appreciate you asking us your questions. About
yeah, Brian, I appreciate it. And we thank you, too.
Especially
DJ.
A question like that because I like talking about the dirty stuff.
Yes, because that's all Jimmy has alone in his room, his dirty thoughts, his hands.
Okay.
And
let's move on to news.
Oh, I made Jimmy
sad. I even went on cool news today and didn't find much, but I had a couple news stories.
Let me start off this time, because last time you started
go
off
for
because
it.
You pissed me off a bit. It's only pissed me off because I'm the one who's prepared, and not you. And last week you were like, well, I got news here, news there. What do you fucking got? You got nothing, bitch. You didn't really
say
it like that.
I only got two news stories this week, and I don't think you'll have either one, so go ahead with whatever you've got.
Okay, well, first off, you know what, Jimmy? I'll throw you a bone here, because this way you're relinquishing that to me. And that is, the rumor is the new Mr. Sulu is Harold from Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, I've heard that they've cast Sulu and Scotty and stuff now, and I thought it was only going to be Kirk and Spock.
No, and the other cool thing is, guess who Scotty is?
Who?
Simon Pegg from Hot Fuzz.
Okay.
And Shaun of the Dead, he played Sean.
Right. I think that's awesome. I think this is going to be a very interesting movie. I thought was under the impression it was Kirk and Spock's like first meeting and thing together, but now I'm thinking it's going to be the Enterprise's first mission, like the ship launching.
Yeah.
However, if they do that, if it is like the first mission of the 5-year mission. Then they can't have McCoy. It has to be Dr. Boyce.
Well, McCoy will be
and
cast.
They have to have Gary Mitchell.
McCoy will be cast.
And they have to have Gary Mitchell. What?
They did say McCoy. They're expecting an announcement on McCoy and officially Mr. Sulu sometime next week.
Well, then, if they are expecting an announcement on McCoy, then they can't be the Enterprise's first mission unless they toss out what is considered canon, the pilot episode where no man has gone before, because McCoy was not the doctor in the first episode. He did not arrive until episode 2. And they have that old guy, Dr. Boyce. And Gary Mitchell, Kirk's best friend, was the helmsman, because Sulu was just a botanist back in that first episode. He did not work on the bridge. He was not the helmsman yet. He was just a science officer. And Chekhov, according to Star Trek lore, Chekhov was on the Enterprise, but he was in the lower decks. He had not made it up to bridge duty yet either. He was just like an unnamed ensign, basically.
All right, and I have other... Now, this I don't mean to really throw out there, but it is sort of news, because I know you mentioned it to me. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer sing-alongs have been canceled.
That
was
one of my two news stories.
Yeah.
I'm very upset.
Yeah, apparently Fox has already pulled its licensing from all public whatever of the
TV
shows.
And it was coming to Columbus in 2 weeks.
It was.
And I was buying tickets.
It was.
We had a huge group, like, together, and we were all going to go. This is devastating news.
I'm surprised that I've looked for the web, but I can't find Joss Whedon's reaction to it. The only thing he seemed to...
That news story just broke, and I have a feeling that there's going to be an overwhelming...
Well, when you say just broke, it broke, like, 2 days ago, October 12th.
Right, but it's also a weekend. Give him a couple of days. But I have a feeling there's going to be a pouring of fan rage... Because they're not just pulling Buffy. They're pulling any viewing of Buffy, Angel, or Firefly. And while the musical is their big draw right now, there's some debate with Firefly, and Serenity has been doing showings and stuff too, since the series is more of a cult following.
Oh, yeah.
And, and I know there's already petitions circulating, but I have a feeling there's going to be a backlash to this because it's Fox getting greedy. They didn't think they were getting enough money from it.
Well... They've always done stuff. Fox has always done stuff with this, though, like in all kinds. It doesn't matter if it was Buffy, because they used to do that with The Simpsons at Christmas time. But and also the websites. They remember there used to be a lot of Buffy websites and Simpsons websites and like other Fox show websites. And Fox started like putting a hammer down, saying you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. And finally, they started like going after everybody, except for a few sites.
Yeah, this musical thing is. I went to the actual website for the musical, and they were refunding tickets for shows that hadn't happened yet if you bought it on the website, and then you'd have to go to the box office if you bought it in person. And they're also, the this weekend shows, since it was such a late notice, they showed Serenity instead, because the movie, for some reason, was exempted. It didn't count with the television shows.
Wow.
So they gave them a free showing of the movie.
Man.
It's really... makes me angry, because they've been doing this for several years now, and it just keeps building momentum, and it was finally coming to Columbus, and then like 2 weeks before we were going to get it, it got pulled.
Well, in some other news that it's not as disappointing, for those who are fans of the short story The Mist by Stephen King, apparently movies are getting dumbed down a lot these days in terms of ratings. You know, if for example, if they actually made a real Ninja Turtle movie, like the original comic book, it would be a hard R. In some cases it gets watered down for better purposes, but there are other times, like if you do a Stephen King movie, you need to have it rated R. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't read any of his books, so I'm not, but I like his stories translated to the screen usually. And apparently The Mist is coming out, and Frank Darabont, the guy who did like, you know, Shawshank Redemption and Green Mile, a very good director and writer. He actually posted on Ain't It Cool News saying that, cause there was rumblings that it would be PG-13. He said it is a hard R. That's something small. And also other studio news, fans of Rambo, which I'm not really a fan, but I mean, I have respect for Sylvester Stallone. And apparently the title got changed to Rambo to Hell and Back. And, he called Harry, the guy who runs Ain't It Cool News, because he does read these websites, Sylvester Stallone does. He does care about the fans. Uh-huh. And sort of what you're saying, in sort of a backlash, the fans are getting really pissy. And he goes, "Hey Harry, what do you think?" And Harry was just like, "Yeah, I don't like the title. John Rambo was by itself was a great title, so they're changing it back to John Rambo just because the backlash." So, I think that's a good sign for geese like us, those who make themselves vocal about it. For those who are fans of Superman Returns. If you've seen all the Superman films, there is a bad guy in possibly the best of the Superman movies called Superman 2, called General Zod. If you're a fan of the Kevin Smith films, you remember the phrase in Mallrats, "Kneel before Zod," and he raises the bat, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who plays General Zod, Terrence Stamp, might be returning as General Zod in the Superman Returns sequel. Apparently, he's working on Valkyrie, with Bryan Singer. So, which, by the way, if you've not heard anything about Valkyrie, if you ever get bored, Wikipedia it up. It's really cool. It's about an assassination attempt on Adolf Hitler. I really get into the World War II stuff, so I'm really interested in how it's going to go. Because, like, apparently they actually got the bomb to go off, but the way they positioned the bomb, on an oak table, the leg shielded the bomb from actually hurting Adolf and to the point of killing him. So they walked away thinking they killed Hitler when in fact wasn't the truth. So, and also, I have no qualms with Tom Cruise, even though he's a little nuts, but so yeah. Besides that, that's all I got in terms of movie news. I got some TV show stuff. What else do you have, sir?
Well, going back to Star Trek, cause while you were talking, I was doing a little, research on the Star Trek movie. They have cast Eric Bana as Nero. I do not know who Nero is. But Eric Bana, may remember him from
Hulk.
Troy, Hulk, Finding Nemo,
Munich.
Black Hawk Down,
Munich.
So he's got quite the list. Mike Vogel, who I believe was the Kirk that we had been rumored, now only is listed as rumor. They have Kirk as Chris Pine in talks. And Chris Pine...
He looks very
similar to the other guy. He's been in Smoking Aces and 6 Feet Under and American Dreams and ER. So he and Princess Diaries 2, he was Nicholas. He was like the main person. And they've cast Uhura. She will be Zoe Saldana. Probably best known, if you remember, Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. She was the woman pirate captain. that Jack made her, took the boat, you know, and she was on the thing with him. She was also in the television show Six Degrees last year. And Leonard Nimoy has been officially signed. And then Anton Yelchin is playing Chekhov. Anton has been in Criminal Minds, Law and Order, Huff. He was in 24 episodes of Huff, so he must have been a pretty major player. Guest stars in Curb Your Enthusiasm, Without a Trace, The Practice.
Oh, yeah.
So he's been around for a little while, ER. And he will be playing Chekhov.
Oh, sweet.
So that's pretty cool that they're coming together with this, nice cast, I guess. So that was exciting for me. Anyway, the other news story I had, and I do... never mind. Another news story I had was the first of the new television shows has been picked up for a full season. One of the brand new shows
Gossip
has been picked
Girls.
Up for a full 22 episodes. Huh?
Gossip Girls.
Gossip Girl. Not Girls. Girl. Yes,
oh,
it
Jesus,
has. And I thought
me.
It was a great show, and people mocked me and made fun of me.
I still make fun
and,
of you.
Oh, yeah. Booyah. It was the first episode, our first show, considered a hit enough to be picked up for a full season this season.
Well, yes, but you know that it was picked up with hopes that next season it'll actually pick up, right? Like, the ratings will pick up, because the ratings have been horrible.
The ratings haven't been horrible. They wouldn't have picked it up for a full season.
That,
ratings
mean, that
might
is
not be where
true.
They want them, but
shows
rarely
get
are ratings
when,
exactly
when,
where they
when
want them.
The people at the networks feel that the show could get more ratings if they keep the show on longer. They do renew it. Mm-hmm. Shows like Seinfeld, Raymond.
Right, but they wouldn't renew it after the first couple of weeks for a full season.
Yeah, they would.
If they weren't confident that it had a good chance of going somewhere.
Jimmy,
they have other shows that have good ratings, and they haven't been picked up for a full season yet. They've only been picked up for a partial season. I think this proves it's good. So,
it's also on the CW, which is...
down on Gossip Girl.
Well, it's also on the CW, which is looking for anything. So the fact they got as many people they got watching it now, which is even though it's horrible ratings... For
See,
them, it's
don't, the... don't bash CW. CW has some great shows.
No, they don't.
Not a lot, but has some great ones.
Oh,
so,
yeah, right.
Anyway,
you know,
it's like Smallville.
That network
awesome.
Has never. It's. I don't really consider.
Dean Cain's coming to Smallville
he's
next
all,
week.
Hey,
which,
guess what? He's a bad guy. You won't learn that for four more episodes, but he's a bad guy.
I saw in the preview he looked like a bad guy. No, I'm just don't come down on my shows just because they're not your preference. Doesn't mean you have to bash them and make them seem like less than they are. Battlestar Galactica.
You know what? You
saying.
Do that all the time
Give
to
a little
my son.
Give them a little
You do
little
that all the time to
they
me.
Deserve
and
it.
That's why I do it all the time to you. So fuck you.
If they deserve it, give them a little props. That's all I'm saying.
You know what?
Okay.
You know what?
Those are my two
out
news.
Out of context, you're Hitler in this situation, okay?
Whatever. Those are my two news stories. Let's move on. My picks for the week of best shows, old and new.
I have more news stories.
You tell me you're done.
I said that's it for movie. I have a few more TV shows, but what else do you have? That is what I said. Viewer or listeners
okay.
out there, viewers, because you can all see me. You can all.
What else do you want to talk about?
Okay, it's just some small news here and there. That is someone else will die in Lost this coming season, and Fisher Stevens, the guy who played the...
No way, somebody's gonna die on Lost?
No, it's a major character from the first season. Actually, yeah, it is, because they said that for sure some of the other cast members that were included in the first season would die, and we're like, well, duh. They said another major character, like, we're talking about, like, Jack, Kate, Hurley kind of cast members.
One of the principals. Yeah, okay, but as... The track record for the cast members on Lost is pretty... The mortality rate's high. I don't think that's at all. I think it's just assumed that characters will die this season.
For a principal character, though, like Jack, Kate, or Sawyer?
One of the major, yes. I assume that somebody else
in
the first
season. I wouldn't think that right now. I would think that maybe more at the end of the season.
I disagree. I can definitely see them killing off another long-time cast member who's been there
since the beginning. Also, Kate will go to trial. For her crimes.
Okay.
And last but not least, Fisher Stevens was cast.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, that's...
And I couldn't care less.
Well, you know.
I'm just waiting for it to come back on.
Well, so what? It's still news.
Okay. Yeah, I saw it.
So what boring stuff do you have to talk about, Jimmy, that I really care about? Oh, come on. I'm just sharing the same sentiment that you have. So let's go. What great, amazing things that people are just biting at their nails to fucking hear
about?
This
show is getting bitter.
Oh, you brought it. I'm bringing it back.
You trashed my stuff.
You always trash my stuff.
You trashed Michael Bear right at the beginning. Now you trash Gossip Girl.
I've always trashed Gossip
Girl. I listen patiently.
I've always trashed that show.
I listen patiently.
Why do you act like you're surprised? Well, so what?
Sometimes I bash my shows. I don't trash your shows. I just sit and go, oh, that's interesting. I'll check it out sometime.
No.
You say it in such a mocking way.
You say it in such a fucking mocking way. It's
not a mocking
way.
Bullshit. What show of yours have I ever bashed and said it's terrible?
CSI?
You didn't like Pushing Daisies. It's not my type of show.
We agreed on Bionic Woman, so I'm not gonna. That show does suck.
Yeah, I haven't watched anything past the pilot, but I've still been recording it because I've heard some other people say they liked it.
Yeah, I heard.
And it was one of the ones that's been picked up for a partial season.
I know.
That's gonna continue.
Makes me sad. But
I know, so I'll probably give it another chance. I just haven't done it yet because I don't have time and I don't feel like it. So. Sometime eventually I might give it another shot. But no, I'm just saying. Just cool. Okay, my picks of the week. Last week I picked the best new show and best film. Best new show of this week that I enjoyed was Pushing Daisies. I really loved the episode. I know we've already talked about Pushing Daisies today, so I don't want to go into it too much. But it was just a great episode. It really made me love it. Kristen Chenoweth's musical number just cracked me up that she kept getting interrupted and kept having to go back into it. I'm like, that's why they cast Kristen
Welcome to
Chenoweth.
The winning team there, Jimmy. Welcome to the winning team.
But the first episode, the only thing that confused me about this episode is the ants were listed as main characters at the beginning where it said starring, but they were not in this episode. I figure they'll be back by next week, but she'll have to talk to them or something.
Oh, yeah, they'll be back. Well, because you're a main character in the show doesn't mean you have to be in every episode.
I know, but usually, you know, those tend to be in. So I was disappointed that they weren't there because I was watching the opening credits. I'm like, Alan Green, you know, Alan Green from Little Shop of Horrors has, of course, caught my eye, and she was on Heroes last season, but you and I share a love for the movie Little Shop of Horrors. So I was excited that Alan Green was playing one of the ants.
Oh, sure you do, baby. So.
So anyway, that was my pick for best new show. My pick for best old show this week was Heroes.
I agree.
It was really great.
Actually, I'm sort of tied between that and The Office because The Office.
I did not watch The Office yet, so don't ruin it. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Okay,
because
I will just say this.
I did not get to it.
I will just say this. It's funny. There's a few cringe moments, as there always are for me.
There's always cringe moments.
I know, but I really hate that, though, because the show will be doing it's pulling every heartstring, and there will be heartstrings pulled this week.
Okay.
You know what? Dwight's a dick, but you really feel for Dwight this week. And you know what? And the thing,
I don't think Dwight's a purposeful dick.
No, it's just that he was raised that way.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, too, especially with him and Andy starting to get along a little bit better with each other, it's really heartbreaking to see
what
Andy does to Dwight unknowingly. And of course, there's Ryan.
Okay.
I hate Ryan. I can't stand Ryan. As a matter of fact,
I've never liked Ryan very much.
The best moment of the episode comes at the end, Jimmy, and you'll totally know what I'm talking about. And it's one of the few times Steve Carell. His character is an idiot, but he's not a complete idiot when he tells Ryan whatever. So just watch it. It's a great episode. That actually was tied for my best old show. My favorite show, new show of the week, I actually am going to go with Chuck.
Really? You thought Chuck was better this week than Daisy?
Well, the thing is that I wasn't sold on Chuck.
I did not watch Chuck this week yet either.
I
had a really busy week. I did not watch what I wanted to watch.
Well, I wasn't sold on Chuck like everybody else. I thought the first two episodes were... It's like The Simpsons in terms of... It's a good... It's better than what's usually on TV, but I don't think it's like the best show ever. And then this week, I think it's because they took the pilot and split it up over 2 weeks.
Now, see, I thought the pilot was excellent. The second episode kind of let me down. The third episode I haven't watched yet, but the second
episode was awesome. I love the third episode. Like, because it gets into what the series is going to be about. Really, like, they're going on missions and doing whatever. And the other thing that threw me off, too, like, there was no theme. they didn't even really give like the title. Like they would just start the series and like run the credits at the bottom. And with a show like that, with running an hour, I always hate that at times, especially when it's such a humorous show. And but yeah, I'm actually going to go with Chuck because Pushing Daisies was great, but I was already like on that show. Like I'm already there supporting it. So for me, the show that took me by surprise was, but yeah, besides that though, I agree with Heroes though, because Heroes has sort of been eh for me this year.
I thought the first season was kind of eh for me, but so far this year, I've been impressed. It is not disappointed. And the thing that struck me about this week's episode, and we talked about this in length with my little group that we were watching it with, is they're slowly rotating in the cast of Star Trek. I figure by season 5 it'll be called Heroes Star Trek, and it will have all Star Trek actors in it. Because George Takei was in it, and then he died, but I seriously doubt if we've seen the last of him.
Oh, he's not dead.
I'm sure there'll be some flashback stuff, but then immediately, as soon as he's gone, Michelle Nichols, Uhura, shows up. And I'm like, what? And then they had, of course, the Siler is playing Spock in the new movie, and then one of the stars of Enterprise showed up too. He was the Irish mob guy who tried to double cross him, the cousin or whatever.
Oh yeah,
that tried to get the money. So he played Malcolm Reed on Enterprise. He was one of the stars of Enterprise, and so I'm like, it's Hero Star Trek, which I kind of liked, and that's not the reason why I chose it. If it had been like a crappy story and just had Star Trek actors, that wouldn't have been my best show of the week, but that was something I found novel about it, that I really enjoyed, that there's all these Star Trek actors in it.
Well, I do have to say, I bought season 1 on DVD, and I just started watching it this weekend, like all the way through, repeatedly, and some of the episodes that I wasn't like 100% keen on, it really does become a great show. Of course, there's no waiting in between weeks and whatever, but also it further strengthened the fact and made me really appreciate this last week's episode too. Like the end is much more tragic if it comes true, which is HRG. There's a painting that Isaac Mendez painted of the future where Claire and her boyfriend.
Do you think that's going to be 8 people's deaths? Because number 1 of 8 and number 8 of 8 of the 8 paintings, the 8 last paintings of Isaac Mendez, both show dead bodies. Do you think the other 6 are dead bodies too?
Oh yeah, it's about the murders of the remaining 12, or those who are left of the remaining 12.
But Claire's father wasn't part of that remaining 12, was he? He was the Claire's father.
Chloe's father
was the dead body in the last painting, the 8 of 8, and he was not one of the remaining 12.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that, and we don't know anything about
George
Noah. So it's
the 1 of 8 was George Takei, but the 8 of 8 was Claire's father.
Hmm.
So I was wondering if the other 6 in the middle are also going to be dead bodies, and maybe there's some of the older people, but maybe there's some of the current cast members as well. It just made me wonder if, because they can kill 6 other characters and not. I mean, and only 1 or 2 of them have to be main characters. I mean, they could always be other characters in the show, you know what I mean? So, I just wonder if there will be 8 deaths this season, and that's what that's about.
They did say, as I've heard here, in one of the future episodes, that Bob, the guy who turns things into gold, he's apparently one of the original 12 superheroes, like that Mama Petrelli was on, that Bob, Nikki, Nathan, Matt, and Suresh will team up together to fend off Nightmare Man. And Skylar and Alexandra will actually team up together too, which ends up. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say I really hope Claire's dad doesn't die.
Exactly. Especially after watching the entire season, like the first season, back to back to back.
He was back and forth and back and forth. It was so good. That was the only part of the show that interested me. I'm like not the only part, but the first season I got bored a lot with the show. And that I never got old. It's like, ooh, is he evil? Is he good? Is he evil? Is he good? His character was so complex, I guess.
And then also with the fact that he really did grow to love Claire as his daughter, to the fact that he would give up everything to protect her and his family, but he had to do it.
And I decided at the end that he may have done a couple of despicable things, but he's pretty good.
Right, and I'm also interested, apparently they did say that Ralph Eggleston, the guy who played the Invisible Man, will be back for Heroes Origins. And maybe okay. something this season.
That's not till April, though?
Yeah, they changed it up a bit, which I'm a little surprised, because originally the Origins was supposed to air in between, like, the season long, like, you know, when Heroes, normal Heroes stops for the...
Like,
for
around
the,
December and around March.
Right,
like
they would air all six episodes, or all 14 episodes, or whatever, in between there. That way, you're still... And there's supposed to be, like, Twilight Zone episodes of Heroes. Cautionary tales of like what
there's
happened.
There's 30 episodes of Heroes this season. Six are going to be the Origins, 24 are going to be the normal.
Right, so that's why I'm a little surprised that they...
But they're saving all six for spring as if they were going to be the last six of the season.
I know, and that's a little odd, so... But, you know, what...
I know. Well, it's not odd in that they said that the most popular, like you could vote, and the most popular hero covered in Origins would join the cast, and I guess that makes sense to do at the end of the season, so they can be added in for next season. But it's still, like, why do we have to wait that long? But then I guess it's good because it means Heroes isn't going to be taking breaks. Heroes is going to go straight through till April, pretty much. I mean, there may be a week off or two in there, but there's not going to be a six-week break. There's going to be Heroes all the way through April.
That is true.
So that's kind of... Oh, I just remembered another news story that we forgot, but I wanted to fuck up. Jack Bauer is going to jail. Kiefer Sutherland, star of 24.
Oh, that's right.
Got busted on drunken driving. And, they told him he had to start serving his sentence here soon, and they're filming 24 right now. So he opted to take a longer sentence that would not interfere with 24 because he was showing his commitment to the show. So he's going to spend from December 21st through I don't know what, but he's going to spend Christmas and New Year's in jail. And then he'll be let out of jail to keep filming, and then he'll finish his sentence in July when 24 is done for the season.
Wow.
So he's actually going to serve 48 days in jail.
You know what, though? I think that that's very respectful of him. It's not like Paris Hill.
I do, too. They said they would give him a shorter sentence if he had done it all at once, but he chose to take the longer sentence and help out his show.
Well, he strikes me as someone with a very hard work ethic. So, you know, I'm not going to knock him for that.
I mean, you have a couple of drinks and you start driving. I guess, yes, it's a terrible crime, but I don't feel like, you know, he's a terrible man. I just like, oh, he made a mistake.
Oh, I wouldn't
no big
either.
Deal.
I mean, okay, I wouldn't go that far.
It's not like he was, like, all shot up on cocaine and crap, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Robert Downey, we're talking to you. We're talking about you.
So, he had a couple drinks, he drove. Yes,
ago,
that sucks.
Maybe.
That's stupid.
But
that's stupid and it sucks, but I just thought that really showed some good character that he's doing that split sentence.
Thud Pucker.
So, okay. Television shows for the week. Next week, I do plan on having a very large Colbert-themed segment because there's lots of Colbert stuff to talk about. But Tuesday, when his show came out, or when his book came out this week, he interviewed himself as the guest. And they did it with, you know, he does debate himself occasionally on the show, so it's not, like, completely new. But it was really cool that he was the guest, and he spent the third act interviewing himself. It was pretty neat. Hmm. I liked it. But Stewart had the guest he's ever had, and I'm not saying that lightly because lately he's had presidents of countries on his show. Like he had the president of Bolivia or something on last week, or like 2 weeks ago. You know, he's had some really notable guests. This past week on Wednesday night, he had Lynn Cheney as his guest. Dick Cheney's wife went on to The Daily Show.
Oh, geez.
And I know. And the whole episode, you know, the build-up. The first act, they kind of took it normal. The second act, he's been doing a reoccurring segment called You Don't Know Dick, where they tell, like, all these bad, evil things about Cheney. And John Stewart makes no secret that he thinks Cheney is the true evil in the White House. Like, he doesn't like Bush, but Cheney is the one he just hates. That, well, you know, he did shoot an old man in the face. So this week they spent their second segment saying, You Don't Know Richard Cheney, and they were trying to, like, talk about positive things he had done, but it was done in a very, like, I'm scared because they're watching me and they'll get me type of attitude,
right?
Which was pretty funny. And then the third segment was the interview segment, and Lynn came on, and they talked about her book for a little bit, and Stewart was like, you know, it's really cool that we can see how you and Dick grew up, because it's like as they were kids, it's not like them as adults. And he's like, this is kind of neat to get that insight. And then he turns the conversation to, like, Iraq and stuff. And it got a little tense because she's all like, you know, history is going to show that my husband and President Bush were right and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I don't agree. And so it got a little tense. And then at the end, he's like, now when you go see your husband, well, you tell him to come on my show. I really want to have him as a guest on my show. And then he says, "What?" And she's like, sure, I'll do that. And he's like, wait a second. No, I don't want him on my show. And that's the first time I've ever heard Stewart say he didn't want somebody on his show. He brings Republicans and stuff on so that they can actually talk about the issues, because he does want to hear both sides. He truly does. And that was, he was trying very hard to give Liz Cheney a fair conversation. Like, he wasn't just dismissing what she was saying out of hand, you know? He was really trying to talk to her. But at the end, he's like, no, I don't want your husband on the show.
Wow.
So I found that amusing. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, I could see why he doesn't. So I don't know. But that was pretty big. When I saw that Liz Cheney was coming on, I about lost it. I was kind of giddy about the whole thing.
So
I don't know. I give her some props, though, because that's pretty gutsy of her to go on a show that notoriously hates her husband the way she did and be civil and friendly. And, you know, I have to give her some props for going on. And she came over very well. I mean, the interview, for the most part, other than, like, a little bit about Iraq and stuff, actually went very well. So I have to give her a little shout-out there.
Hmm.
And talking about the lesbian daughter and stuff, that got a little tense, too. But that's okay. Okay, and then there were two premieres this week. I think there are only two premieres left. There's two more premieres coming up. Samantha Who and Viva Laughlin both premiere in the coming week. Oh, and I think I will watch The Price Is Right premiere tomorrow, too, with Drew Carey, since it'll be his first episode. But the two premieres I watched this past week were Women's Murder Club and Men in Trees. And they both aired Friday night, which was why I didn't get to watch The Office or anything, because I was really busy, and I barely got to watch Men in Trees and Women's Murder Club tonight after work before we did the show. But Women's Murder Club is okay. Newspaper review is like, it's like James Patterson's books, only better written, because that's what's based on, those mystery series for women. And it was okay. I don't know if I'll keep watching it, but it wasn't boring. I mean, it was kind of, the acting was good, and the script was good. It's just not really my type of show. You'd probably get into it more than I would. It's very crime-solving. One's a policewoman, one's like a forensic specialist, one's a reporter, and one's like a lawyer, and they work together to solve. No, this was Women's Murder Club.
Oh, I don't want to watch that.
It was a procedure drama. Honestly, you'd probably like it more than I did, but I thought it was okay. I loved it last season. I was so excited that it got picked up. And they did the thing that Boston Legal did its first season, where they stopped airing in, like, March. But then the second season will be extra long because they're airing the leftover episodes plus the new season. And, yeah, I thought Men in Trees had an excellent premiere. It was really good. It's a large ensemble cast, and they really work together well.
That's cool.
What's that sound?
What sound? Were you I have no idea what you're talking about, man.
Whatever.
They were airing more episodes of Men in Trees. I'm sitting here listening to you, sir. I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
It sounded like Bird Call. Anyway, I like Men in Trees. I just watched it, and it was really good. I don't know how long Justine Bateman will stay on the show. She still lists as a guest star and stuff, but the rest of the cast, they come up with some really clever plots.
Well, that's awesome. I like clever plots, and I like clever shows. I won't watch
Men in Trees.
That's
a clever show.
Don't discourage any of those who like clever shows to watch it, though. So check it out. It's a good show, so they say. So
thank you.
I'm saying that out of spite. I fucking hope that show drowns. That was my fucking olive branch. That was it.
I know, and I appreciated it. And I'm like, it wasn't so hard to not be mean about a show that you don't watch.
That show I have respect for, I think.
That's good. I'm glad you do, because it deserves a little respect.
It's not like Gossip Girl, Girls, whatever, Gossip Hoes, whatever.
Gossip Girl.
Gossip Ho.
Gossip Girl, which is a popular book among teenage girls, which I have not read, but it's top and bestseller list and stuff. That's why they made the show.
That was a spicy meatball. I actually had a meatball sub for.
I still now in my defense, I still will watch the pilot of Gossip Girl. So there's been 3 or 4 more episodes. So there's, I have not been keeping up. It hasn't.
You're
been
a horrible
top of my
supporter
list.
Of the show, and you should feel bad.
It has not been the top of my list. I watched Pushing Daisies and stuff first, but and Reaper and Pushing Daisies.
Reaper
I've kept up
is
with.
Not getting
only...
better. I, you know what? I think you're right. I think it's getting a little bit better, but it's not getting better fast enough.
I don't know. I'm still divided on Reaper because I'm enjoying it more as it goes along.
Well,
I guess I think I need some time.
I
to get
am
into
too,
it.
But usually the show picks up after the first 3 episodes. You know,
to me, Reaper so far has started to feel like first season Buffy, where they've got these good characters. But they're not sure what they want to do with the show, so it's every week they have to do something different. It hasn't become serial yet, but I think it's got potential to be one of those great serial shows with dramatic things happening, like Buffy ended up being, you know, where there's like a big bad they're fighting all season and stuff, because so far it has been very, like, one-on-one, and I really think at some point if the show continues, they'll eventually try to take down the devil. I think that would be, like, the end game of the show. But, after watching a few episodes, I'm like, this is first season Buffy. It really, and you know, I think Buffy started out, I admit the first season of Buffy is not as great as the rest of the show, but it needed some time to find its win, and it was still good in the first season. That's kind of how I'm viewing Reaper right now. I'm hoping it's going to succeed because I see great potential down the road.
I do too, and I do hope it, for me, I hope it gets a little better because, I mean, after the third episode of Buffy, I was really into it.
Right. Well, they've only done 3 episodes of Reaper.
But I'm just saying, still, I guess, especially with Kevin Smith being attached to it, writing-wise, I would expect...
That was just the first episode,
No,
though.
No, but he's an actual consultant, so he's an executive producer. So he still helps out. He's not a showrunner, but he sort of is behind the scenes. He helps, like, with story ideas and stuff like that. Supposedly. Because they said last few episodes, consultant / executive producer Kevin Smith. I'm like, well, he's not showrunner like, you know, Damon Lindelof or Carlton Cruise, but he still's got to be doing something with the show, so.
I'm going to call right now, even though Reaper isn't my favorite new show, like, it's in the top 10, but it's not my favorite new show.
What
but
you
I would say,
about your car?
Should these shows. My favorite keeps changing from week to week because different shows have different strengths and they're playing. Like, Pushing Daisies is my favorite this week, but, you know, the first week it was Chuck. Last week, I don't remember what it was.
Can I just go back and make another show that if it keeps getting better and better, I will actually say it will be my favorite show of the week? Big Bang Theory.
I still haven't watched this week's either.
Well,
but,
it's so funny. I walked in on it. Nathan, our occasional co-host, he was watching it at work because they have a TV at the pizza place. And when they get sold, they watch TV. And he was watching Big Bang Theory. And if Nathan Haley says he likes a show, that usually means it's somewhat,
pretty good.
Well, Sarah Gilbert came back. Well, not came back. She was on the show. For those who don't know, the lead character who's sort of like the nerdy lead character who likes the girl next door, he was in Roseanne, played Sarah Gilbert's fiance, boyfriend, father of the baby.
Right.
The fact that she was on the show, it was pretty funny. And the writing actually stepped up a bit.
Right.
It wasn't just pure nerd jokes. It was, hey, we're nerdy, but there's some other stuff going on too, which was surprisingly...
Good, because I would like to see that show. I would like to see that
it's
show.
Actually... Oh, I would too. I really do hope so. I was pleasantly surprised, because I will admit, like, the first 2 episodes have been purely nothing, but, hey, let's make fun of us because we're nerds. And it's like,
and those are the ones I've seen. I haven't watched the third one yet. What I'm saying about Reaper, though, is while it's not my number one favorite right now, it's just a good one. I think should it continue in 7 years, it would be my standout favorite of anything that premiered this year or within a couple of years around it. I think if it goes the way it should go, that in, you know, 7 or 8 years when the series comes to an end, it could end up being one of my all-time favorite shows up in the ranks with Buffy and Deep Space Nine, which I just, those are the 2 shows that I worship the ground they walk upon, you know. I think Reaper has that potential
worshiper.
To reach that level.
Well, that's cool.
To reach that
farting?
Level. But, no.
I hear a weird, there it is.
No. Not even a little bit. Speaking of farting, did you see South Park with the poop?
Did not.
all this week's episode of South Park was about. They were trying to set the record for world's biggest poop, and they measure their poops in Kirks, as in Katie Kirk. That's their weight of measurement. And Stan's dad, like, broke the record, and then they found out that Bono was the previous record holder, and Bono went on a rampage and broke the record again and tried to stop Stan's dad from re-breaking the record. And this whole thing where you find out Bono was actually a piece of shit that was raised by a scientist, grew into the singer. And that's why he's obsessed with being number one, because he is in actuality a number two. It was quite amusing. It was much better than their premiere last week. I don't like poop jokes. You know I don't. I hate them. They make me mad. I don't think they're funny at all. And there were several points in this episode
where I was
dying laughing.
Jimmy gets furious.
He's
like the Incredible Hulk when he has to deal with poop jokes.
Well, the entire episode was a big poop joke, and I actually found it funny. So if you can make a poop episode that I find funny, then you know it's really funny.
On an unrelated note that has nothing to do with poop or TV shows, Jimmy, I'm like one page away from actually getting the pencils done on your issue for Dribble for Kids.
Yay!
I'm actually drawing, I'm going to go ahead and finish pencils like probably later tonight after I edit the show, but yeah, I'm actually surprised. Like, I've drawn the bar rather detailed, so.
An Actor's Nightmare update. I busted ass Thursday and Friday when I was home from school, and I got, because I've been editing book three, my last passage before
you know
I
what?
To the publisher.
I'm
and
so
I wanted.
Sorry, man. I did not. I did get your email, and I saved it.
Oh, don't use that. I think I'm going to rewrite that, because I wasn't all that happy with what
it,
I sent.
So I'm kidding. I
wasn't
I
happy.
Really
well,
didn't.
I saved it, but I wasn't that happy with it. For the back cover text, I wrote it, and then I looked back at it. I'm like, that's total shit.
Can I make a suggestion, and that is, don't give too much away of what the plot is. And build
it.
But
it needs to
be No. I would make the hook that the fact that it's all coming to the first and possibly last major skirmish of the first rebellion.
Right.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Lead into it.
Without giving too much away to you listeners who haven't
read
any of
the books.
Right,
well, no, I didn't
think
that was too giving away. I think that was a great...
Right. No, I'm just saying I don't really want to go into it.
Let's just say, comparatively, and Jimmy, close your ears because it's a Star Wars reference. Right. I know you're going to hate this. It's mm-hmm. Right, it's like the Death Star battle for the Rebellion. The only thing is, maybe the Rebels win and maybe they don't. Ha ha,
right.
So there you go.
Right. So anyway, I wanted to get this sent into the publisher by like the beginning of October, and I did not have it done. I'm a little behind my deadline, and I busted ass Thursday and Friday. I was home from school and just worked on it like all day, ridiculous amounts of time. And I went from only having a couple chapters done to only having two chapters left to do.
That's pretty
so
good.
I will probably finish those tomorrow night and be done with it by tomorrow night. And I got to work Tuesday, both jobs Tuesday and Wednesday, so I may not send it until Thursday, but I may send it in tomorrow night.
Actually, I have in the mail tomorrow. It's already primed up, ready to go. Is the last part of our the money is already in, but the application itself for MidOhioCon. So
nice.
It's going to be interesting.
So yes, and my teaching test application is due this week as well.
Aren't you glad I'm here for you? I helped you remind me.
This is a week of deadlines.
It is. Actually, yeah, it is, because Friday is when I have a deadline for Nathan Kid Splinter Trimmer and Kevin Gould. Remember Kevin? He did the Ninja Turtle episode with me. He's running the forward. He's actually a reporter in New Jersey. Right,
nice.
He does the Comic Detective for K. Kevin. I think he actually listens to the show. Now, so
ooh.
Yeah, heads up to Kevin. Hey, Kev. And he's writing the forward.
Right.
Jimmy, you were supposed to write the forward, but I actually asked Kevin first way, way long time ago.
Right.
So
I write the forward to
book three or book one, because this is technically book two.
Book two is coming out first, so Kevin gets book. I still get book one, so that makes me happy.
Yeah, sure. Actually, you know what? I may have you like correspond with each other and both write book three. That way, or something like that.
There we go. It's a win-win-win-win situation.
It is. You know, you get to write something, Kevin gets to write something, and I get to say, I have friends. Yay! So.
Yay!
Our
hour is coming towards an end, and I didn't want to run way over like we did last week.
Actually, it's 53 minutes, and you know what? I'm going to talk about one more thing, because I literally just watched it.
Yeah.
If anyone has not seen the movie Open Season, please, dear
God. Nor did I want to.
Well, it's a CGI film, and some people said it was good, funny, like at least funny, but it was not a great movie.
Right.
And I thought, you know what, I'll give it I'll watch it. And luckily, you know, Nathan Trimmer let me borrow it. So, the movie is horrible.
I suspected as much.
There are a few moments that really, like, made me laugh out loud. So I don't want to totally discredit the film. But I will say this, too, is that Ashton Kutcher and Martin Lawrence's characters, the voices that do come off and have chemistry with each other towards the last half of the movie. I mean, it's a decent watch. It's not purely horrible. But, like, if you ever get a chance and, like, maybe someone has it on DVD and, you know, ask them to borrow it or maybe a rental, but I wouldn't buy it. So... that's really it. So, you know, we got five minutes left, so.
So, that's cool. We don't need to use all the minutes. We don't want to run them over like they did last week and kill them.
Kill the minutes. We fucking pulled its pants down and ripped its ass out and then fucked it. I mean, we were like an hour and 50 minutes or something.
It was ridiculous how long that one was.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when our show, amazing as ours, already amazing as it is, pops some Viagra and just keeps fucking going.
Right. So next week, we will have reviews of Viva Laughlin, what's that other, of Samantha Who, The Price is Right with Drew Carey, and a very special Colbert Report,
And because it's not out all across the country, we may have a special guest host with us to in review the Dodgering Limited, the new Wes Anderson film, so.
Yeah, I wish... that before we talked about it. I might have to close my ears for that part.
Well, Jimmy, I tried to hook you up. Didn't you get the message?
No, I never did get the message. And to be honest, I made you let me tune out for The Simpsons, and then I still haven't seen The Simpsons movie, and I ended up listening to that episode anyway and listening to what you said. Not that you spoiled anything, but it was just like...
Honestly, I don't think I really spoiled anything in that.
So even if I close my ears with the Darjeeling and the Darjeeling Limited, it may be 6 months to a year before I actually see it. So,
well, if anything...
Oh, well, and I will listen to the podcast.
Well, you know what, Jimmy? If I really do enjoy the movie, you know what? Part of it as a very, very, very late... Because I didn't give you anything for your birthday this year, did I?
We all went out and hung out and stuff.
Yeah, but it wasn't really like, oh, hey, I bought you.
Well, but you took care of me majorly last Christmas, so I just felt like it carried over, definitely.
Well,
and I don't think I got you anything for your birthday this year.
Well, how about this? How about you buy me a ticket to the Dodgers
party? I think we just had the party for your birthday, but
the party that no one came, and it's all my fault.
Right. I won't have a party this year because I'm the big 2-5. This is a quarter of a century, and for the first time, I'm not looking forward to my birthday because I'm like, that's at least a quarter of my life gone, more likely.
And all of your dreams
I have not accomplished what I wanted to accomplish.
You failed all your dreams, and, you know, Jimmy, but that accounts
when
for something.
When my 25th birthday comes up, I guarantee you I will still be unmarried. I may not be single. I probably will be, but I guarantee I will be unmarried because that's like,
you know,
5 months
I should
from
make,
now.
I should make a
married.
Short film for you, Jimmy. It'll be like a little project for you.
And I won't have a career in 5 months. Well, that may or may not be true because I'll be done with my grad school work and I'll have my license, but I probably won't have a job in 5 months, like my career job. Well, I guess I will have 3 books under my belt, so that's kind of impressive, like, for me. That's my one thing that I'm like, yay, I did it.
Oh, Jimmy, you just gave me a horrible idea for your 25th birthday, and I'm relishing it right now. Oh, it's so great.
Okay, well, anyway, that's our show, and I've got a week to convince Nick that we can make our Colbert Report special report even more special.
I'm gonna stop doing the clips at the beginning.
I'm not asking for a quote at the beginning.
You totally wanted a clip from the beginning. That was your. You said, and you wanted theme music.
I think you misunderstood what I wanted.
And you wanted theme music.
I think you misunderstood, and I'll explain to you when we're off the air because I don't want to spoil anything if I do convince you.
All right. Well.
So, and I really think I will.
All right. Well, you know what? We've stressed this out for we got one more minute left. So
that's okay. We could sing goodbye.
Farewell.
So farewell.
Yes, saying goodbye. Adieu.
Achoo, bless you.
I said adieu, not achoo.
Oh. What is adieu? Like, I know what do is, like,
well,
on the grass, but
adieu? Adieu is a Semite.
Oh, now you're talking about Jews.
And
okay.
They were killed by Hitler. Very
I thought you
sad.
Said adieu. Okay, so that's our show for this
yes,
week.
Well, wait a minute. yes, it was our show. It was a wonderful show, a show full of sweet bitterness and an olive branches aplenty. Jimmy talked about his shows. I talked about whatever I talked about, which is probably a lot of them.
I would rank the quality of the show somewhere between last week's awesome show and the week before's shitty
well,
show.
Five more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Get out of here with that jeez! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you shut up, Jesus! Go have some coffee with cream or something, because I'll tell you something. This is a happy place.